Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Red It Up, episode 4, recorded on Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. Hitchhiking Robot versus Enlightened Birdman. Help support TWiT with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon, click on the Amazon banner, and shop as usual. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support TWiT. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and we thank you for your support. Everybody, and welcome to Red It Up. This is the show where we talk, discuss, ponder, and pontificate all the things that are happening on that little website you know as Reddit. I'm Chad Johnson.
And I'm Father Robert Ballester. Reddit is the place where the internet lives, where memes are born, and where news breaks first.
Everybody's experience on Reddit is different, and we hope that this little show complements your experience by covering all the big stuff. And we're starting off with the top stories. Woo! You know what? Top story for this show, I gotta say. How you doing, Padre?
I'm good.
We just jumped right in. We're just like, hey, Padre's here.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
Had some flight problems, and so couldn't join the
show. She got trapped, stuck.
Horribly
stuck.
Absolutely. I mean, terrifyingly stuck.
In Hawaii.
Yeah. So she's having a really horrible time.
Probably, you know, on a beach somewhere.
At those resorts.
Having a drink. I know. And life is tough sometimes.
Send your thoughts and prayers her way because she
might need it.
Might need it. Yeah.
She might need a stiff drink, actually.
She might. We have a few stiff drink stories.
Yes, we do.
So these are the top stories that happened on Reddit. So if you missed this week, we're going to discuss some of our favorites. Starting off with Canada's hitchhiking robot that made it all the way to its destination without being murdered. This was on Uplifting News, submitted by Tara Feel. This is a hitchhiking robot, specially made to hitchhike across Canada. His arms are made out of pool noodles. He has an arm that has a little thumb on it that he's hitchhiking. And he has some smarts built into him. So if you were asking, like, where are you going? He would tell you where he was going. And he was live streaming audio the whole time.
Right. And they were GPS tracking him, which is kind of cool. So you could see on a map where he was. And the idea was you would take him as far as you could take him, then you would leave him on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone else will pick him up.
Yeah.
Cool experience.
And there was no human interaction other than the actual building of the robot. There wasn't a person babysitting him.
Right.
He was just left there.
I will mention that they did, I'm not going to call it a cheat, but they did hedge their bets in that they built a few of these thinking that one or two might accidentally get killed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, normally it's, I would be worried. Yeah. You're worried of the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Hurting the person who picks up murdering the person who is nice enough to give the hitchhiker a ride. But this case, it was the humans
exactly.
that we were worried
dangerous,
about.
Dangerous
we
humans.
We were super worried about the humans that were going to stab the robot, but everything worked
out. He made
out.
It. He made it.
He made it just fine.
Now, the second one comes to us from
Po-Po-Po-33.
Thank you. Po-Po-Po-33, who directed us to a website that lets you write letters to the elderly. Now, I misread this the first time I looked at this. I thought, so it lets you anonymously write letters to, like, your parents? I'm like, the second you write, I hate you, they're going to know who it is, right?
But no, that's Dad, you were never a father to me.
But you don't know who I am.
Anonymous? What? Who wrote this?
That's totally not what it's for. It's for writing kind letters. I mean, if you've ever had that moment where you say, you know what, a lot of people helped me to get to where I am today, and I want to throw some kindness, do a random act of kindness, that's what this site lets you do. Write a nice letter. They're going to sort through it, you know, so it's not accidentally given to someone.
So they're moderating it.
They're moderating it.
Right.
So, you know, some elderly person's not going to get your letter saying, I think you should die.
So anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
The life is futile. Yeah. And,
what was life like back when it
I
sucked?
I would hate growing up
to be old.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but, you know, if you've ever thought about saying something nice to an elderly person, this is now a place where you can do it.
That's perfect. Mine's going to start off, hello, darkness, my old friend. No, anyway, moving on, I have a beautiful gif of parkour. This is a tiny little pig jumping over this, what is this, a Doberman pitcher? Pitcher. He's a Doberman pitcher. Look at this little pig jumping over this dog, and then that sweet rolly. I don't even know what they call that. Yeah, I don't think that's a skateboard.
Sweet! Nice. Hey, pig, dog, what can you not like about that?
And now, I'm just waiting for it to come out that this is actually a viral marketing campaign for Dove or something like that.
It could be. Now, also, did you know that there's a place where you could see the original prototypes of the gadgets that you know and love? This one came to us from Rhapsody Rocks, who pointed us to a page that shows off these works of art. If you wanted to know where the first computer came from, or where the first video game machine came from, or how they got ideas for what the next generation phone would look like back when phones were big old bricks, or even things like this, that's an iPhone! That's what an iPhone is. You could go here and see the generations of inspiration that went into making the devices that you love. Now, as a geek, I love this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. I absolutely love it. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
PlayStation. It kind of looks like a VCR, right?
I kind of like that design over the weird circles that they actually did. Now, this Xbox.
If my Xbox actually looked like that, it would be a whole lot cooler.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that looks like something out of, like, RoboCop.
If it looked like that, I would have kept it on my shelf. That's a piece of
art. Does the CD even go?
No, CDs. We don't need CDs.
We don't need CDs.
There's
the Wii controller. The touchscreen Wii.
But is what they do. I mean, when you've got engineers who are designing stuff like this, I mean, yeah, now they've got fast prototype machines.
Oh, wow.
But most of the time, it's just some geeks going down, getting some parts and saying, I'd like to combine that with this.
Yeah.
And this is what you get.
That is so, I love looking at that. That was on r/gadgets that was posted. Boom. Now, I have a prototype of my own.
Oh, okay.
Now, Goodwill, you know Goodwill.
I do.
I really like this idea of sort of segmenting out their market. So what they're going to do, and there's a single store that's like this right now in North Carolina, where they've opened up a store that takes all of the video game stuff that they get at Goodwill, and it puts it on display and marketing it more towards gamers. Most of the products are going to be retro, just because that's what Goodwill picks up. But of course, if someone donates a PS3 or something like that to Goodwill, that it'll show up here. It's called the Grid, and you can see it's really nice. Normally, if you're looking for video games,
it's like in a bin somewhere next to some old shorts.
Yeah. Normally, you have to go buy the microwaves and the hair dryers to find video game stuff.
Oh, no way.
It's really cool. In Austin, there's a used game shop called Game Over Video Games, which I adored. It was great to
walk this
into. And this is just...
This is like a gold mine.
I know.
Tell me they have one of these in California.
Nope. One exists. But this is a prototype store. So, and what I mean by prototype store is it's a prototype of the store, not that it only sells prototypes.
Although I'd like that too.
That would be pretty neat.
Goodwill.
Yeah, it would be a very smaller Goodwill.
Goodwill, please bring one of these. Bring one of these to us. Santa Clara. Bring it to Santa Clara.
Oh,
we'll go down there. I'll clean it out and put everything on eBay.
Yep.
I need some retro gaming.
This is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we have to go take a field trip.
I like North Carolina, but no. We've got another one from
Redding. I'm so glad you say the usernames just as bad as I do. Normally, Sarah is over here trumping me on the usernames, and we are like on the same playing field.
I don't understand how they make these things. This is in r/adviceanimals, and using the dog to troll my roommates. This is a new meme that's popping up with these devious little raccoons and sayings about how they like this one. I like because it's interactive. So I have a lot of raccoons near my house San Francisco, and yeah, they're the most mischievous animals you can imagine. One of them has actually figured out how to open the security lock on our back fence so that he can get into the garbage. It's weird.
My brother is fascinated with raccoons, and he's told me some raccoon facts that like they know how to learn and communicate.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like if one raccoon finds out information about one area, like somehow all the other raccoons know. They're incredibly highly intelligent
species.
They
can like dislocate bones
yeah,
so they can fit underneath tiny little fences. It's kind of scary.
So this raccoon advice is, I keep rubbing a hot dog on the power button of my roommate's Xbox 360 so that his dog turns it off with his nose when he walks by. Evil plotting raccoon. And I'm going to follow that up. This was also on Advice Animals. In response, this is a contemplative dog. He's staring out over his stare spot. I'm starting to think I'll never find that hot dog inside the Xbox 360.
This is something that I've only found out about Reddit since you started the Reddit Up show, which is the how memes start responding to memes.
Oh yeah,
I love that. That's incredible.
You're on Reddit all day long, and you've seen these memes 1,000 times, and it becomes like a close-knit community of like, oh, that one became really popular. I can think of a response, and people will remember the other one, and now I'll just grow. And absolutely.
Boom. Next one comes to us from Palakadan.
Palakadan.
Palakadan from /r/ internet is beautiful. I like this one. If you ever thought about doing any research on social media, well, then you probably thought about how you're going to contact each organization individually to get the data that you need. Well, you don't have to do that anymore because now there's a collaboration between what is Twitch, Reddit, Imgur, FARC, Stack Exchange that gives you access to a wide swath of social services. And get this, they're calling it the Digital Ecologies Research Partnership, which is pronounced DERP.
DERP!
So if you've ever wanted to do research
the DERP
on social
Alliance.
Media...
Go derp or go home. If you want to find
Reddit.
Out, this is the best thing ever. And it's not a joke. Like, that's the weird thing is that, yes, they literally have called it derp. And, yes, you can go ask for analytics and stuff about these websites to find out user data for your research project.
When I first saw this, I thought, oh, this is a bunch of people who are making fun of people who research social media. No, this is for real. If you do this, is this your field of academia, you are a proud derp.
Yep. I just wait until next week's episode where we say, sorry, no, it was actually a big lie and made by some guy on Twitter. And yeah, no, we were all...
Womp.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
So, it is time for our video break.
Woohoo!
So it's a sad day for the internet. I feel like the man is winning the fight on the internet battle. The original... We are going to Rickroll you. I'm just letting you know. The original Rickroll video has finally been pulled off of YouTube due to copyright claim.
Oh, it only took him seven? How old is this? That meme is 7 years old.
It's
that was
like 07, yeah.
07.
Yeah.
Take down.
So now Rick Astley has his own Vevo channel. So.
Oh, that's why.
Yep.
But you know what? He was able to monetize all the videos that Rick rolled, so I don't understand why they'd want to take it down.
Most likely because Vevo has Vevo that's can push around YouTube, and so most likely Vevo has an even better deal. So they're looking at it like, well, if we could get views on this one, it makes twice as much as the views on the other channel. So
damn you, Vevo.
Yeah, kind of stinks. But this was on r/videos by Krimrob, who posted
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Krimrob. It is kind of sad, right? Because when that's one of those memes that just endured. How many people do you know who have Rickrolled or photobombed or videobombed? They're the backbone of the internet. If we don't have them, what do we have?
Nothing. We wouldn't have a studio, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, Vevo. You lose the internet.
Yep. Boo, boo, boo. So moving on to the AMAs of the week. Padre, take this one away.
I think so. This week's theme are the worst things ever in the world.
We have a few AMAs.
We do, we do.
And they're all the worst parts of the internet.
This first one I actually really like because it has something to do with my field of expertise when we start talking about security. When you think of the worst browser you could ever use.
IE6.
IE, right? IE. That's always Internet Explorer.
Like it's like a compulsion. If you ever say worst internet browser ever, IE6.
It's like painting a target on your laptop or your desktop and saying, could you please own me?
Yeah.
Would you pass me a pound of ownage?
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have IE.
Yeah. Google.com hacked.
Lol hacks. Well, okay. So the IE developer team decided to do an AMA. And you know what? Props to them because they owned up to the craptacular security feast that is IE. They brought their team in. And they answered all these questions from people who were like, wait a minute, dude, why does your browser suck so hard?
They were named IE Dev Chat. That was their username. It starts off with Burrito Bandito. He said, do you believe the reputation of Internet Explorer is something you can change?
And then replied, yeah, it's a good question. They replied, I hope so, sincerely. A lot of things are changing. We announced the end of support for two old versions of IE or for out-of-date ActiveX control. This is a first step to reduce fragmentation, which is really a pain for web developers.
Interesting.
Kind of. I think that the context here is they're owning up to the fact that once they beat Netscape, they kind of gave up on the browser. Like, yeah, we own it. I mean, it's part of Windows. They had a 90%+ market share back in the 90s, and so they gave up. So this team is saying, we know we abused you for 10 years, and we gave you horrible versions of IE. But then they're starting to say, give us a chance. IE 12, we've actually put our top team back into it. You're going to like it.
It's funny because I remember the first time that I really even heard about Firefox, and it was like, there's another browser? Will it work with the internet? Like, are you sure that, like, it'll know the internet, like, on my computer? And then the thought of people downloading extra browsers, like trying to get my mother to switch to Firefox.
Why would I want the
was
Firefox?
Absurd. Was completely absurd. And now people do it every day.
Well, think about this.
They know which other browsers are better.
When they start talking about the stats, so the IE still does own 58% of the browsers, but that statistic looks at which browsers are actually installed on which computers. That could include computers that have IE for the sole purpose of the user used it once to download Chrome or Firefox.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which is what I kind of do. Or for some reason, I'm like, man, this isn't loading quite right. I wonder if it's Chrome. And then I'll check. I'll be like, well, I guess my other browser that I still have installed is Internet Explorer. We'll use that. But I only use it like once a month.
I tried to defend them for years and years and years. But yeah, with the IE6 fiasco, and actually from every version from then on, whenever I see a user in the networks that I control using IE, I just kind of...
You're like, oh, that's a problem user right there.
Let me fix
Keep
this
an eye
for
on
you.
That guy. Yeah.
Let me take that icon away.
Yeah.
Don't ever click that again. You're not going to set the default. Okay, you're fine.
Yeah. So Asphalt Prince replied in response to them saying that, you know what, we kind of screwed up. It says, well, you've moved Internet Explorer up one notch in my book. Now you're at notch one.
Which
you move from zero to one.
That's great because it was meant that as a dig. But then the IE Dev Chat team replied, well, that's a great progress.
That's
and again, I think
progress.
This is that tongue-in-cheek, yeah, we know, okay, it was crap. It was absolutely crap. We're sorry about that. We're going to try to make it better.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
And finally, Just a Guy asks, hello, I came across this yesterday. Why is item global? This is only true in IE, and then he puts in a bit of code, type of item equals function. Can you explain this to me?
In IE Dev Chat, this is great. They replied, well, the window object is also a frameList. Window is equal to window.frameList, and our frameList has an item method. So window index 0 is equal to window.frame index 0.
Okay.
Window.frame.item call with the value of 0 is equal to window.frames index 0, and item call 0 is equal to window.frame 0. Now, if you want to know what that means, you're going to have to watch Coding 101 with me and Snubs tomorrow, 1:30 p.m.
So you're saying IE runs on Windows?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
There you go.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was. But definitely check out Coding 101. Padre is the host. It's a great thing.
Let's go to another one. This one I actually really do like. When you think of companies that we hate...
Yes.
We hate with a passion.
Yes.
Okay, there are a couple, but what would you say is the company you hate the most that provides broadband service?
Comcast.
It's got to be Comcast. They win. Clear winner, right? I mean, AT&T, Verizon, all of those, they kind of have bad reputations, but no one has the market cornered on bad rap like Comcast.
Absolutely.
Well, they did an AMA with a representative who said, look, I was a Comcast call center rep for 5 years, ask me anything. This one was given to us by Space Heater Susan. It's at r/IAMA.
I-A-R-I-A-M-A. Yeah. So Kurt Pliskin asks, how much did you hate your life while working for them?
A lot.
You know, it's funny because there's a few answers. I'm misunderstanding. So Space Heater Susan says, I loathed it. I actually set a record for sick days. I had 70 sick days in 1 year because I just hated going to work and kept just calling it in.
Which is kind of sad. The thing that's coming out now, and this is a nice little peek behind the curtain, is there was, of course, that call with Ryan Block, which kind of blew the lid off.
It's like the call that was heard around the world.
It was the call heard around the world. And Comcast was trying to say, we're going to give our employees more training to make sure that this doesn't happen. You've now got Comcast reps who are saying, this is the training. This is what they tell us to do. This is our jobs. Yeah. And when you start looking at, like, all the little things that they have to do to keep their jobs, you have to keep a customer on for a certain amount of time. Because if you allow them to disconnect immediately, you're not doing your job. You have to hassle them. You have to offer them perks to bring them back. It's sort of like,
what we found out was every call is a sales call.
Yeah.
Yep. Anytime you call in, you're going to get pitched on something because every employee has an incentive to sell you something. It's just
kind of
broken. It's just screwed up. So, I'm really there's a lot of pressure on Comcast right now because of the Ryan Block call. Also with the merger they want to merge with Time Warner Cable.
No, please.
I even know that Comcast in certain markets are making sure to sell their markets to another company so it doesn't look like they have 80% share of the United States. Like, they're really, I hope that they're going to try harder to make sure this all works
out. They won't.
I know. So, The spelled how you would if you accidentally screwed up your keyboard. The Gersh asks, what are some of the ways you witness customers being screwed over and any extraordinary stories that come to mind?
And Space Heater Susan replied, the worst in my mind was pay-per-views in general. Comcast would never credit back pay-per-views, even if the people insisted no one in their house could have ordered them. And actually, we ran into this. The house that I was living in, D.C., we had disabled pay-per-views.
Right.
You couldn't even get to the pay-per-view channels.
Wow.
It was just because there was a public access area. And, even though no one had the remote control, we just wanted to make sure.
Right.
And we would get charged for at least 15 pay-per-view movies. And they would always be charged as if we watched 15 at the exact same time. And
what?
So it was one of these, like, okay, obviously this is a glitch. There's something wrong in your system.
Right.
I had to, every month, for 13 months, I had to call them and say, for an hour, dude, seriously,
take
this away.
Take
What are you talking about?
Right. You have to threaten that you're going to leave.
It's like, we've got 3 TVs in the house. You're telling me we watch 15 movies at the same time.
Right.
And, by the way, 15 of the same movies,
That's absurd.
Thank you, Comcast.
So, the AMA is coming up. We got Josh Brolin. He's coming up on August 21st. We also have Nolan Bushnell. And then we also have the musician Gordon Lightfoot.
That's a good week coming up.
On August 21st. So make sure you're watching r/IMA.
And don't worry, you can DVR the AMAs that you can't watch live. That's how it works.
Okay. It's saved.
All right. You know what, Chad? This is something that I've really liked about the show. Mm-hmm. I watch some of the of the week.
It's time for the of the week. Normally, our producer finds these, and we haven't seen them yet.
Oh, the cone of shame!
He's got a broken, leg.
No, bunnies.
My cat had like an IV, and she had one of those casts on.
Oh, this is too cute.
Oh my God,
these are
so
fuzzy.
Cute.
They're like little duck. Oh, what is that?
Whoa, he's a.
It's a mop. Why is the mop standing up? Oh, okay, that's for Josh.
Josh.
Thank you. I had to put that in at the end.
Oh, you put that one in the end for us. Okay.
No, Carson found it. I put it
fuzzy.
In.
Very good.
Man.
So we want to ask you a question. Do you want to support the show? If you do, you can easily support the show by heading over to twit.tv/Amazon. There you'll find a banner on the right-hand side that if you click through, everything you purchase on Amazon will help support the show just a tiny little bit. None of the prices change. Nothing's different. You know the price selection and awesome delivery service of Amazon.com. And so just shop as normal. If you know you're going to buy something, all you have to do is go to twit.tv/Amazon, click through the banner on the right-hand side of the page, and then shop as normal. And it helps keeps the lights on here at the Twit Brick House Studios. There's also links to UK and Canada if you live in those countries as well. So we thank you for your support of our show, Red It Up.
I like lights.
So, moving on, it's time for the subreddit of the week. In fact, this is...
We have a double feature.
We have a double feature, okay? We're going to cover a few things. It's almost like a little story. So, the subreddit is called Enlightened Birdman.
No, that's not how you say it. Come on, bring it out there.
What?
Thank you!
The idea behind this subreddit is absolutely hilarious. This is a subreddit for the birds that will enslave humanity in the future. And they post about things that the birds that will attack and kill all of humanity would post and talk about.
By the way, Josh, our TD, is complicit in this takeover of the world.
Did you see the rundown, Josh?
Yes.
You have?
I have.
So you've watched? Okay. So I don't know... I fear that some of this might be too shocking. He's a bird guy. He really likes birds.
He really
birds.
Is a bird guy.
I have a few to show off. I'm just here on the top of the subreddit. For some reason right now, there's this photo of a guy up at the top. But a blight on the mudmen! Roar! By the way, humans are mudmen.
We are mudmen.
You can keep that in mind. And if you click that, that's what is it's an image. This is a GIF of some pretty epic stuff going on. There we go. There's the blight. And he was feeding some birds. So that bird is attacking
him. Damn you, birdman. Damn you.
And then the mudman sick to enter the realm of the enlightened ones. In his name, the Allfather, defend the hilltop.
Dirty Allfather.
And it's pretty epic. Pretty epic image right there. The mudmen are trying to enter our domain machines.
When you look at it like that, birds are evil.
Rise, are my brethren, evil. And smite upon the earth for them all, for the Allfather. Rise!
You do that really too
well.
And
it's this photo of the United Airways or British Airways.
I believe
birds are attacking.
That is a bird strike.
The mudmen's.
No, you had it right the first time. United Birdways.
United Birdways. There we go. So it's just absolutely epic. You could go there, and every day there are new posts of the enlightened birdmen taking over the mudmen, mad mudmen, which are humans, so humanity. Now, in response. There was another.
Humanity will rise.
Okay.
For your birdmen will not own the day.
What?
There has been a resistance formed at /our mad mudmen. Gar, gar, gar.
No, I can't stand this.
Gar, gar. Yes. Yeah, if you go to /our mad mudmen, this is one of those memes in response to a meme. So you've got the birds taking over humanity, but no. And actually, go ahead and click that first one. We did got one. Gar, 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 gar. This is the fate of all birdmen who stand in front of the mad mudmen.
This is heresy. Ryan, the Allfather would not approve.
Now, wait, go back to that. I know this is difficult for Josh to see. Josh, you have to switch back.
I don't want
to
look at it.
Josh,
I don't want to look at it anymore.
Josh, this is important.
Please.
This is part of the show.
I don't want to
Josh
do
is for the Allfather.
Thank you. This is important. If you look closely, just leave it here for a second. I think he's throwing a split-finger fastball. Maybe it's a split-seam. No, it might be a curveball. And what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to torture Josh as much as possible.
I'm not doing this anymore. It's so sad.
All
so
the Mad
sad.
Mudman posts are of birds dying,
of
perishing,
course.
Basically.
And as you know, the leader of the Birdmen is the Allfather.
The Allfather?
For the Allfather brings life to the Birdmen. And actually, the Mad Mudmen have a response for that. If you go back to the page, if you scroll down to Where is your Allfather now? A little lower.
A little lower.
Boom. There you are. So now I don't click.
Oh, he has it.
There we go.
Where's your
See, this,
father
this is
now?
Where. And wait. Oh, the birdman.
No!
Gar, 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 gar,
no, the old father! Save me!
I got one. Gar, 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 gar.
Ha! So that's our subreddits of the week. Enlightened Birdman and in response,
Dirty
Mad
birds.
Mudman. hilariousness ensues, and you can watch the subreddits fight it out throughout the day, and quite a bit of hilarity.
Absolutely. You know, now that we're done with the Birdmen and the Mad Mud Men, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask Reddit.
Okay, let's ask Reddit. Woohoo! So, go ahead.
So, here's the question. What is a completely rational sentence that you could speak today that if you said 20 years ago, so back in 1994, would sound like complete gibberish and would have people thinking that you're insane?
Okay, and 20 years ago, I was actually thinking it was like 100 years ago. I was like 1980, what? No. It's 1994. 1994,
right?
Is the time that we're talking about. This was submitted by Nepat1428. So first, we have, I have Angry Birds on my phone by Foolish Specialist.
And everyone today would understand exactly
yes,
what that meant.
I have Angry Birds on my phone.
20 years ago, people would just stare at you, well, why don't you shoo them away?
What?
What? What?
Why are there Angry Birds on your
phone? What's wrong
with
you? I don't get
it. It's ridiculous.
Well, we got another one from A10 or AIO. I'm not sure. Ones and zeros.
Yeah, they look the same.
Who says, I stored contacts in the cloud. Now, today, yeah, I understand. Okay, good. That's good. Good.
Why are your contacts up where planes
it's
fly?
Like,
I don't get that.
20 years ago, people would say, you know what? You got to cut back on that stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, your head is in the clouds.
It's messing up your head.
In fact.
Yeah, yeah.
This was submitted by Endural Dude. My internet is down, so I can't watch TV.
yeah, because 20 years ago, the internet was AOL.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not watching
This
TV
is, 94 was like the age of the CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we got one from New York City SEP. I think NYC SEP, right, who says, this post currently in r/upliftingnews that states Canada's hitchhiking robot completed its trip without getting murdered. Yes, that's right. We're doing this whole comeback. We're coming around. It's
remember
a circle.
Remember the beginning of the show? Yep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that would make no sense.
No, whatever.
So my answer would be I need to sync my phone.
I like that. Yes, because people would
everyone would assume I need to sink it.
You're going to throw it in the lake?
You're going to just
what are you doing
sink
with that
it.
Thing? That's expensive,
right?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I would say mine is thousands of people poke me every day. If you know what it is. Right now, we're like, oh, poor you.
They'd be like,
all those trolls.
You own a brothel?
Back then, yes.
That's
person of questionable ethics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that is Ask Reddit. Now let's move on to our last... Today I learned. So today I learned that Jack Daniel's distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, can't actually sell liquor because it is in a dry county. Instead, they sell commemorative Jack Daniel's bottles that happen to have a whiskey in them.
Which is the same reason why we're not allowed to show alcohol on the Twit TV network.
No.
But we're not showing alcohol. We're showing bottles that just happen to have alcohol in them.
Yes. And this bottle happens to have alcohol in it. I'm just happening...
Abort! Wave off!
Producer going, no.
don't do it.
Well,
today I learned that Coca-Cola switches back to cane sugar during Passover. Instead of corn syrup. Which is kind of puzzling because...
How do you make sure that the people who need the cane sugar...
Yeah, because it's not labeled.
Get it.
So,
because no one knows.
I don't...
It is labeled?
So they have special...
Do they do it before?
Yeah, they have a kosher label.
Oh, they have a kosher label.
They have special Passover Coke? How have I never had special Passover Coke?
I want to... Can you just buy a whole bunch? Does it go bad faster? I don't think so.
Well,
you just buy a whole bunch of Coke during Passover. I wonder if their sales increase.
Well, I wonder... Do I have to, like, go to New York to get this?
You might have to. You might have to, like, buy it online or something.
Well, hey, internets, we need some special Passover Coke. So if you could send it to the Brick House, 140 Killer Streets, care of Reddit Up, we'll be very grateful.
Yeah, it says it's in 2 liters. It's a different top.
2 liters?
Yeah, they sell it in 2 liter things. It has a different top. It's like
I got to try some of this. Even though it's for the Passover, it's probably still really, really bad for you.
Yeah, now, is Coke generally not kosher? Is corn syrup something you can't have?
I don't have a good answer for that.
Oh, you can't have corn during Passover?
Oh.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Wait, what?
Today I learned you can't have corn during Passover.
I got it.
Today I learned that there is a disease called skinny pants syndrome, wherein the damage is caused to one's legs from his pants being too tight. You know, his pants, it says from his pants being too tight. Feeling a little bit like I'm being profiled here.
Exactly.
Why was I given the...
Wait, no. So I think the way it's supposed to read is there is a called skinny pants syndrome wherein damage is caused to Chad's legs from his pants being too tight.
I think that's how I read it. Now, one second. I have a degenerative disease. I have to move around just a little bit.
The sad part is my skinny jeans.
I'm doing this because I have a disease, Padre. It's a disease.
I know.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
If it is a disease, you should be able to get one of those handicap placards.
I should get Aflac? Call that in? Sorry, Aflac. I can't go to work today.
We've changed from Reddit Up to This Week in Insurance Fraud.
This Week in Obamacare.
Fantastic. Today I learned that Fannie Stevenson burned her husband's manuscript because she thought that its publication would ruin his reputation. Now, undeterred, even while suffering from tuberculosis and withdrawal from medical cocaine, which that's interesting how you can get that prescribed, Robert Louis Stevenson rewrote the 30,000-word book from memory, and now it's known as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Wow. Can you imagine if you had worked on something that... And then
I get
your
upset.
Wife burns it.
I get upset if, like, the 8 hours of editing I did
and
just gets
wiped out. And your
response
is, I'll rewrite it.
Burn it.
I will
burn it. I remember
that.
It. It's up in here.
Wow. That's like the, like...
It's kind of boss.
I'm surprised he didn't have time to write his divorce paper. Seriously.
Less than 30,000 words.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. And we come to the end of our show. Thanks so much for watching Reddit Up. You can contribute to our show at reddit.com/r/RedditUp. That's our subreddit. Look at how fancy it is. That CSS looks so good.
He's so pretty.
Karsten has upvoted a lot of comments. That's really great. So we post show notes there where you can discuss the show. If you want to give us tips, suggestions, feedback, or something that you want us to cover, absolutely post it there. Let us know what you're doing. It's our own little subreddit community. And you should also subscribe at twit.tv/RU. It stands for Reddit Up. And there we have links to everything. iTunes, Stitcher, Podcaster, Combinator. Zune, if you're still using it. Anyway, that's at twit.tv/RU. And you can also watch us live every Wednesday at around 4:30 to 5. We start
We target it. Yeah,
we sit down around 4:30. We get started around 5. And
And if you don't do it, we'll send the hitchhiking robot to kill you.
To murder you. That's it for Reddit Up. See you next week.